2. Good Soldiers. The entrance to Pixar's screening room was an unremarkable door in one of the main hallways that ran through Pixar's offices. Behind it was a windowless, darkened auditorium. The room was about the size of a small theater, like one might find at the back end of a local cinema multiplex. At one end, to the right, was a big screen. At the other end, to the left, was a room with a window behind which I imagined was a film projector. It was what was in between that was surprising. Instead of traditional rows of viewing seats, the room was filled with rows of old couches and armchairs. It looked like someone had picked up furniture left at the end of driveways to be given away and had dumped it all in this room. It seemed comfortable, the kind of place where you might take an afternoon nap. But was this the mission central of a studio doing serious work? "This is our screening room," Ed noted. "Every day the animators gather here with John Lasseter to review their latest work on our film." Ed invited me to take a seat and said he'd like to show me some of Pixar's earlier work first. The lights went down and two of Pixar's short films were played on the big screen, Luxo Jr. and Tin Toy. Luxo Jr. was about the relationship between two lamps, a parent and a child. Tin Toy was about a one-man band toy trying to escape from a baby. It had won an Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film in 1988. Both of these films were a marvel of computer graphics and whimsy. They illustrated the beginnings and the evolution of computer animation. They had elements that were simple about them, even crude, but I found myself drawn into the plot, actually rooting for a lamp and a toy. Next up was the main event, a screening of a few minutes from the beginning of Pixar's first feature-length film project. Ed explained that it didn't have a final name yet, but went by its working title, Toy Story. There were many caveats. "Keep in mind that not all the scenes you will see are completed," Ed cautioned. "Some of the animation isn't done, so you'll see a few characters moving across the scene as solid blocks. The lighting isn't complete, so you'll see dark or awkwardly lit spots. And not all the voices are final. Some are makeshift stand-ins by Pixar employees." With that, the lights in the room went black. I settled into my...